Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Did we make it to Friday?
I don't know.
How you doing right now?
I don't know. How you doing? 98.9 Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Yes, it's Friday. It is Good Friday.
It's Good Friday.
It is a very good Friday. It's the 29th of March. Here we are, man. End of the month, practically. Easter is on its way.
Easter snuck up on us.
Easter's on its way. Man, I was just telling Sandy that my wife and I even haven't spoke about Easter yet. It's crazy.
It's in 2 days.
I know. I'm like, okay, all I know is that... All I know is that the Easter Bunny has parked stuff on our dining room table. I think we were talking about that yesterday.
Yes, right, in plain sight.
Yeah, boxes and Target bags and things like that.
Hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
Just a few inches above... Ellie, your 4-year-old's eye level.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And she doesn't go up, you know, she goes under the table, but not that. But it's like, that's it, man. I'm like, are we going to eat? Like, what's going on? Like, the time you got to be at the airport on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's
are you
leaving.
Driving us? Are you picking us up? I'm like, yeah. Are you driving? That's all.
Oh, jeez.
That's about as far as we got yesterday, and that was it.
How cute is my sister always hosts Easter?
Yeah.
That's her holiday, right? In the family, you have your holiday.
Yeah.
And my family were out of town. We're leaving out of town.
You guys leave today.
Yes. Her daughter is still at college, not coming back for this holiday.
Oh.
So it's really a scaled down version. And I thought she was just going to like check out. Good. One less holiday to worry about this year. She threw this big Easter egg hunt yesterday at mom's house.
Oh!
She bought gifts for the kids. She went on this little scavenger hunt. I'm like, oh my God, that is so sweet. Just because of pretty much my kids weren't going to be there.
Yeah, because, yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, that's so thoughtful. I totally would never have thought of
that.
It's
a little child thing. You guys just like let everybody else do it.
You know what? I was realizing that, like, as she's orchestrating this beautiful egg hunt and she put so much work into finding the perfect gifts, and she works a full day, like we all do. I thought, gosh, I'm either very dependent on everyone else is going to pick up the slack, or I don't know.
They just figured you out, and you're like, this is whatever, we'll take care of it.
I am so never, I'm not planned and prepared and ready anymore, ever. I'm blaming it on long COVID. I don't
know.
There
you go. Good idea.
Ask me if I packed.
It's funny. Oh, no. Have you? Hey, come on.
Not ready
really?
At all. Not even.
When do you guys start driving? They're driving to Florida, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're insane. Whenever we're ready.
Oh, God.
So who knows? I'm like so. Like I ran out of my migraine pills. I need my migraine pills. You can't go on a trip without them. I'm like, oh God, will the pharmacy fill my prescription in time? Like, this is a mess.
Man.
I'm a hot mess.
Yeah. Wow. Well, maybe after you get back, you concentrate more on you than others.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think I'm not thinking about others enough because the vibe you get is focus on yourself. So I think I'm taking it too seriously. I'm forgetting I live with people. I don't know. But anyhow.
Those 3-hour meditation sessions during the day really cut into everybody else's time. Yeah. Sure.
Like, have I forgotten about you, Scotty? Have I dropped the ball on you at all?
No, that's my job. Some sunshine, then clouds and windy today. 47 degrees. You know, whatever. Just a bram, bram. Tomorrow, sun to more clouds again. We might see a sprinkle come in the area and about 51 degrees. Did I look to see what Easter holds for us?
Oh, Scott, come on. That's the day.
Just a slight chance of rain, 10% chance of rain Sunday, and 48 degrees.
Okay, so cold morning for that Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, it is cold now. It's about 30. Like we said, we'll get up to about 46, 47 degrees. I think that's to be expected this time of year, right? Almost quite, almost there.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I have a question
that we'll
tackle a little after 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say the question.
Okay.
I kind of know how you're going to respond. Can I return solar eclipse glasses?
That's all you need to talk about. We'll be right back on it on The Buzz. Yay! Good morning, Friday, 98.9 The Buzz. Toot, 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 toot. Good morning, 6:05. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Good Friday, beginning of the long spring break week, if you're into that kind of thing. Or if you're forced into it because you have kids in school. And 30 degrees right now.
Just going to ask the question. And if... you know, normally people say, don't judge. You can open to judgment mm-hmm. if you want. Okay. Go ahead, whatever.
Say it.
Can I return solar eclipse glasses? Because I was panicked at one point, and I think a lot of us deal with this. We're like, oh my gosh, I didn't get my glasses yet. And then you go and get your glasses. Then all of a sudden, for some reason, you get glasses at work, your kid comes home from school with glasses, and you're like, oh, now I got too many. Can I return the ones I bought?
So this is a money thing?
Well, it's just like a...
Don't say it's the principle. For $2, really?
Well, okay, so here's...
If you were a guy, I'd call you a cheap bastard.
I'm just asking. Because, you know, what am I going to do? I don't need extra.
Pay
I don't
it
need
forward.
Four.
Give them to somebody.
Everybody has their gajillion. Okay, does anyone need one?
Autographed solar eclipse glasses.
Autographed?
That are not counterfeit.
Autographed by whom?
By Sandy Waters.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Value just went up. You know what? I was looking at my, because they did say there's two batches of counterfeit glasses from China that are knockoffs. So I was inspecting mine.
Yeah.
You know that? Print on the glasses are so tiny. I'm like looking. I'm like, where are my glasses?
The magnifying glass, old lady.
Yes, because even with my glasses, I couldn't tell. So one of them is the authentic ones have the name of the business, American Paper Optics or something like that. And then it'll have the address.
Right.
The knockoffs don't have the address.
Right.
So I'm looking all over for an address. And then the other one is you can tell by the lens isn't just as dark.
They're
it's
just
not
cheap
completely
looking.
Black.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they look the same. It's just when you put them on, you're like, oh, I can kind of see. It looks like sunglasses I'm wearing. And that is a signifier of, it's got to be black, black, black.
Yeah, like can't see anything. So,
but anyhow, so I got so many.
It's not reported that they are in the Rochester area, but just nationwide, there are possible counterfeits. Yeah. Yeah.
So again, going back to the original question. If you have so many, what are you going to do with them? I don't want to throw them out. Is it return them?
Hi, The Buzz.
Sandy, what you do, are you talking about the ones that have the paper, like the 3D glasses you get at the movie theater?
Yeah.
The simple ones?
Yeah.
What you do, save your phone, cut around some spare ones you got, and put them on the lenses of your phone so you can take the picture of the
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, there you go.
The lenses
okay.
of your phone.
Yeah.
All right, so I still have two extras. Can I return those two extras?
So, why?
Has anyone done that? I wonder if Wegmans, has anyone returned RMSC?
Do you have your receipt, ma'am?
Jesus. I got my Shopper's Club.
Oh.
She's going to bring them back the ninth saying, I don't need these anymore.
Oh, genius.
They didn't work.
Genius. Yeah, I didn't need them.
In the old days when you went clubbing, like, you'd go to... the mall at Grease Ridge Center and buy an outfit and bring it back after the weekend.
Oh, those were the days.
It was a West Side thing.
We all, no.
Yes, it was.
It was East Side too. Find me an East Sider. Come on, East Sider. Admit it. You did it when you were younger. Do you have a, thank you, Phil, full-size
Thanks,
candy bar, Phil.
Phil.
Do you have a threshold of it's not enough to go return?
Yeah.
What's that threshold? What's that number?
Can you imagine? I don't have a number in my head that automatically clicks.
Well, like $10. If the glasses were $10.
No, probably not.
Oh my gosh, $10 each? That's like $40 for a family of four.
Oh,
you
well,
wouldn't return
four of them?
You have multiple Okay, so
yeah, if I bought $40 worth, and my husband brought my wife brought home four sets of glasses. I was thinking, I was putting myself in your place. I would make him return the $40 worth.
Okay, so 40, bought. I think, is your number then.
Okay,
if it was $20 worth?
Probably not.
Okay, so 40 is your number.
I guess it is, yeah. Never thought of it. I don't think numbers. The only number I think of is, oh, crap, I got to pay the mortgage. How much is it again?
I think we all think numbers. You think numbers. You don't even realize it.
You think numbers for like 90% of the population.
All right, well, I'm carrying the weight of you. Your number. Your lack of number thinking. I got you.
You can always make a scrapbook and put those glasses in it with the pictures that you took from the one that you sacrificed the one eyeball out of to put over your phone lens. So you take the pictures from the one you sacrificed.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Put them in a scrapbook and then you paste in the other glasses.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I like how companies are now. Businesses are handing out glasses for their employees. I hear more and more businesses ours did.
They did? Wait, they did?
Well, that's how I have extra.
Where are the glasses?
Well, you had to sign up. Did you sign up?
For glasses?
I didn't think glasses were going to come with the package either. That's why I went out and bought
them. Wait, is this where, like, the party at the the thing that you're not going to?
No, I'm going.
You're going?
Well, Monday. I didn't realize it was a weekend thing. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but I'll go Monday.
Oh, okay. All right. You're going to go for the eclipse. You're literally going to go for the eclipse.
I think so. I mean, that's the plan. Anyhow, schools are handing them out to the kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we have six pair, and there's three of us.
So what are you going to do with those other three?
Leave them in the drawer.
The catch-all drawer.
Yeah, everybody's got it.
Fantastic.
And every so often, I'll be looking for a pen or some scotch tape, and I'll come across them. I'll be like, oh, wow. Remember the eclipse? That was awesome. It rained that day, remember.
Don't jinx it.
I know.
Oh God. I didn't even think about rain. Everyone keeps talking about the damn clouds, but rain would suck because we're all going to be outside.
I've got later today we'll talk about this before you go on vacation, but they did a study data on the last 10 years of April 8th and what the weather was like.
Oh, cuz that means anything.
Well, there's trends, so we could talk about that later on too here on The Buzz. But other than that, we're at 6:12 and we're getting ready for Friday, kicking off the weekend with some sunshine first, then some clouds rolling in. Winds will kick up a little bit, 47 degrees for the high.
Okay, so speaking of that Scott's catch-all drawer where you lose everything, craziest place you lost something. Craziest place you lost something, and maybe you haven't even found it yet, or maybe you found it in the most bizarre place because, oh my gosh, my family will not let it go where I lost my earbud.
Yeah, that's an expensive lose, too.
It is.
It's not like you're losing a pair of solar eclipse glasses.
I know.
It's coming up on 6:13 on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz, a 28-degree start bar. It's going to be close to 50 today from Spizzano and Sandy. Hello, 6:22.
So, craziest place you lost something. Maybe you still haven't found it yet. But when you did find something that you lost, you're like, what the hell did it get here?
How?
Oh my gosh, how? This is such a story. Do you have something? 818-2899.
Yeah.
Now you think about yours too, Scotty.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Even though it frustrates you when you lose things and you say you hardly ever lose things. But there are a lot of us who are like, we never lose anything. But then when we do, it hurts. So, you know, some people are nice and organized and buttoned up when they're packing. Not me. I'm a hot mess disaster.
Really?
So I'm flustered. I get flustered. I hate it.
You're so organized, though, in normal other things. You're so buttoned up.
Yeah, it's not weird. When it comes to packing or cooking. So I was packing yesterday, and I was actually getting the car ready. So we're taking a road trip, 20 whatever hours to Florida. So there is a little part of me, and thank you very much for bringing it up early this morning. There's a part of me that's very nervous of what could go wrong. Like, I have been on the road where my car just kind of stops working or a flat tire or whatever. So I am extra diligent with preparing the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm charging up the jumper cables. I'm checking the tires to make sure the air in the tires are good.
Wait, how do you charge jumper cables?
Well, I have
a battery one? Like a battery?
Yeah. It's really good. You can't screw it up because... Yeah, my husband almost blew up the house one time where he put the wrong connections on. So this is like foolproof. Anyhow, that's another story.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I see.
So anyhow, I'm just doing it, checking washer fluid, checking the antifreeze. Like, I go to the extent of checking brake fluid and antifreeze, and now it's time to check the oil. So I'm leaning over the car, and I'm short, and I got a Volkswagen Atlas. I got to go on my tippy toes and lean over.
Get the stool out.
Yeah. I should have. You can relate. And, pull the dipstick out, looking at it, and I'm like, phew, good, thank heavens it's good. I'm putting it back in, and as I'm putting it back in, I feel this tickle in my ear. Oh, by the way, I'm wearing earbuds.
Okay.
One of my earbuds, my right earbud, which was just a gift from my husband for my birthday, and he was so proud of this gift, fell, blink.
Into the engine.
Yes.
Oy.
I can even hear it drop. I heard it hit bottom, like, blink.
Oh, man.
I don't know what bottom it hit, but it hit something. And I'm like, and this entire time, like, I'm so behind schedule with everything. I haven't even packed. I'm getting, like, this whole process of getting the car ready should have been done earlier in the week. Way, way back. Because I'm already flustered. It's 4:00. I got to be at mom's by 5:00. And I'm like, oh, my God, where's my earbud?
Oh, man.
I still can't find it.
It's gone.
I can't see it. I hope it doesn't.
You looked on the ground underneath the car?
There's a shield on the bottom of my vehicle.
Oh, it's got an underpan thing, yeah.
And I know that because I did a video first day on the job at Volkswagen. They made me change oil, so I know very well how to
get underneath it. And so,
but should I crawl under my vehicle? No, I'm not going to do it. So I'm like, oh my gosh. It's there somewhere. I don't know. Can it cause damage? Is it going to, I don't know.
It's going to jump up into the serpentine belt.
Right?
So right in the middle of Georgia.
So you know how every time, sometimes when you have your Bluetooth on and your earbuds are like even just sitting on the table or something, when a call comes in, it sometimes, this happened all day yesterday after that happened. When somebody will call in, it tries to locate the earbud. So it connects to the Bluetooth earbud. And I'm like, wait.
So every time you got a phone call, it went to your car, it went to your engine.
Yes. Yes, and it was driving me insane. I'm like, oh, crap. Oh. And I'm like, I can't tell my dad because my dad's Mr. Handy Fix It, Mr. Car Guy. I'm like, girls, we're on our way to go to Nona and Grandpa's to say goodbye. Do not tell them I lost my earbud in the engine. What does my daughter do? Somehow dad finds out. I don't know if my daughter told him. So here she is. Her and my dad, they get this long extender. They're putting a magnet on the back of it. They're digging it in my car. They're trying to find the stupid earbud.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So, did they find it?
No.
Oh. And
have you ever lost anything that you're like, God, and it happens in slow motion, too. Like, I could feel, I don't know what's wrong with the shape of my ears, but earbuds never stay in. So, I should have known better. But it happens in slow motion,
right? You could feel it peeling out of your ear and as you go to catch it.
I just watched it.
Did you check your bra?
No, it didn't check my bra. Let me tell you, it's not getting caught up in anywhere.
Okay. I did lose an earbud once, and I was mowing.
It was in your bra?
I was mowing. No, it was in it was in my bra. No, but it fell in my shirt, and I couldn't find it. I got up. I stopped the lawnmower.
Oh, really?
I'm looking in the grass. I'm looking all over the place. And I gave up, and I was pissed because actually Jill gifted me a pair from her, And I was like, oh, man. And I love him so much. I need something going on in my head at all times. And when I finally finished mowing, I came in. I didn't want to say anything. I went and washed my hands, go to the bathroom, and it fell out. It's like, plump. I'm like, oh, hey, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Good thing it didn't fall in the toilet.
Right? How about this one? It's where you lose something and you know it's there, but you can't retrieve it. Buddy of mine had a trade show to go to, and I lent him my little my little TV.
Okay.
It's like a smart TV.
Yeah.
So he was able to Bluetooth his little video to it, and he brought it back and he parked out front of the house, and he wanted to get it out of his car. I'm walking down the yard. He went to get it out of his car. As he took it out of the car, the remote fell out of his car seat, the back seat, onto the ground, bounced once, and went directly into the storm drain.
Oh, no!
So now
he probably felt so bad.
I've got the
remote.
What'd
you
do? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Fish it out. Ask my dad. He'll create some kind of contraption to get in there.
I ordered one online. It was $9. But still, it was like, it's still there to this day. Ellie and I go out there all of a sudden. There's a remote.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, that's so painful.
I know.
You're right. Like, if I see the earbud in the engine, but yeah, I can't get to it.
Right.
That's got to be the most painful. I don't know what is more painful. Losing it and you can't find it. Or losing it, you found it, you can't get to it.
Knowing where it is. It's right there. Wow. 98.9 Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. 640, Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters. Sun today, then some clouds, maybe 47, 48 degrees. I think the biggest news that really, I don't know, it's really hits emotion when you hear this. Legendary Channel 13 broadcaster Don Elhardt is retiring. Oh, Don, don't do it.
Don't do it. The poor man needs to take a break.
I know he does. I feel so. But like, if there's anyone in your life that, and if you're from Rochester, Don Elhardt, as you know, has been on Channel 13 probably since before you were born, if not soon before. I mean, he literally has had almost 7 decades in television. What?
I know. And you're right, Scotty. If you were born and raised here, I mean, we watched Don Elhardt when we were kids.
It's like you love the guy. You got to love the guy. And we went to dinner once with his wife, and they were just like the nicest, coolest people ever. And he's such a jokester. He's so funny, and he's so talented, and just has had this gift of doing great reporting and being very involved with the community. To the point, like, no one else can eclipse that. He was recognized in the Guinness World Records as the longest career as a television news broadcaster. I mean, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, people.
You know what? And that'll probably never happen again because the way the generation after ours,
yeah,
they don't stay true to one.
Right.
True. I don't want it to come out wrong, but they bounce around a little bit more.
Sure, yeah.
And they should because they're making more money.
Right.
When you it that way.
But Don's born and raised. I mean, he's the man.
Yeah.
I mean
Don has experienced old school media where, I mean, probably perks and just parts of the job were better than what they are now. Right? Like, you even started radio. I mean, you are right up there with Don Elhardt. I would compare you as almost an equal because you've been doing this for how many years? How many decades?
I'll be honest. Can you pull up the calculator on your phone for a second?
Oh,
because I don't know. I can't do math.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So I was 15 when I started as an intern at a radio station in Geneseo at the college.
Okay, that counts.
Okay, yeah.
And you're 62?
Yeah. How many years is
47
that?
47 years.
Jesus, really?
Yeah. 47 years.
Wow. 47 years. Wow.
So you're right up there. Like, what was his number?
Oh, 58 years.
Oh, 58. Okay, yeah. So he's got you by.
Yeah, a bunch. Yeah, 11 years.
A decade or so.
But he started at Channel 13 in the summer of 1965.
That's insane.
That's awesome.
But, like, I was going to say, like, he experienced the cool part of media, and so did you when you first started. I mean, the perks of the job, the trips you guys used to go on, like just the things you were able to do on the air.
Yeah, yeah. It was something else. It was really cool. I mean, we're able to make an impact more than we can now.
Yes.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Right now, it's a bunch of corporations that own media, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, and it has changed.
Yeah.
So that's very cool for him to experience all of that and still try to make an impact throughout his career, just like you do.
I mean, I'm 6-time Edward R. Murrow Award winner, which is huge. New York State Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Like, he's the Don.
Yeah.
We wish him the most amazing time in retirement. And Don and Mary Elhart, just a true column of respect in Rochester. Just amazing.
Yeah, so.
All right, so June 6th will be his final broadcast. That will be his 58th anniversary on that date.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's make it to an even number.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I see now the statistics on Easter is that Easter is now second in gift giving next to Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Trendsetter right here, baby.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
I like to be ahead of the trends, you know?
Anyway, it's, there's a deal like that.
In a few minutes after 7 o'clock, suspicious activity going on in a neighborhood in Horseheads. It's alarming, it's scary, yet slightly comical and cartoon-esque.
Oh, I love this stuff. Okay. I do not know what this is, so we'll get to it in just a few minutes here on 98.9 Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breakfast Buzz with Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. Good Friday, that is, on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy, can we eat meat today, or is this the last day we have to eat, like, fish, if you're Catholic? Sorry. Just curious.
Gil, did you say that on purpose? Because you know I've accidentally forgotten and eaten meat every Friday.
Oh, no. Nah.
Which, by the way, and we're going to get to the suspicious activity going on in a neighborhood in Horseheads.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But my mother, devout Catholic. I mean, she born and raised in Italy, right next door neighbors with the Pope, pretty much.
Right.
We go over to her house on Fridays. What is she always serving? Meat. And then after, when I'm leaving, I'm like, wait, Mom! Are you slowly trying to kill us or make God turn on us? Because you've served us. Oh, I forgot. I don't eat meat, so I don't think about it.
Oh, no, but she fixes
my
it
God,
for
my
you?
Mother. Yes!
The martyr.
She is.
The martyr. Anyway.
Evil.
All right. We're at 7:07. Happy Good Friday and Easter weekend here on Spizzano and Sandy. What's going on in Horseheads?
Okay, according to New York State Police Department, multiple surveillance devices have been found outside of several houses in Barrington Estates housing development. That's off Sing Sing Road in Horseheads.
Okay.
Just random.
Wait, now say it in real, like, what is it? Spy equipment outside houses?
Yes. So police say one of the homes where this was found was burglarized and money was taken. Troopers describe one of the devices, and there's several, like I said. Now, this is where the funny vision in your mind comes into play.
Okay, what?
Cardboard box with leaves glued to the outside as camouflage.
Really?
And a cell phone inside the box and the battery pack inside as well.
So
it's a little peephole. Yes.
So they're watching via like FaceTime some people or something. Oh my God.
So it's like a third grade science project, art project, whatever, with leaves Elmer glued to the outside of this cardboard box, shoe box, DSW shoe box.
Oh my God.
All these leaves. And where are you finding leaves in the middle of the winter? I don't know. Did they go to Joann Fabrics and find fake ones that look real? I don't know.
Help them get out of their bankruptcy. Isn't that-
But anyhow, and then there's a cell phone in there with a battery pack, so the cell phone stays charged, and there you have it. Just sporadically placed outside of several homes? That's freaking weird.
So, and then... So did they find the cell phone, like the monitoring device, because the home was stolen from or something?
You know, I don't know how they didn't say that in the news article. They're now saying, hey, listen, anybody knows and you can help us solve this mystery, because it is truly a mystery. Where did all these surveillance videos cameras? Who put them there? Who put them in these shoe boxes? They're saying, come forward, help us. They don't know. It's a complete mystery.
It's weird.
Which is terrifying.
You'd think they'd take the cell phone and then, you know, reverse engineer, you know, the owner of it and, you know, where the bill goes to and that kind of thing, right?
I don't know what the possibilities are. If you have someone's cell phone, how much can you... I don't know. I don't understand that part.
Come on, I watch FBI. They do it all the time.
Yeah. Where's Italian Pat? He works in IT. He can help us.
Yeah, right, right. That's such a strange thing. And I mean...
Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard... I mean, I've it's like... they find these devices, but has anything been done to the homes that have been... That they're pointed at?
The one house they say was burglarized. And they made a point to say money was stolen. I don't know why they specifically said that. But... Well, they actually wrote it, U.S. currency. It's like so weird whenever you get these releases. Yeah, it's like, what? Can you just say money? Do you have to say U.S. currency?
So it's weird because, like, if you think of it, then if I was, and I'm not, if you watch crime shows and stuff, what do you take off this minimal information?
Oh, yeah. If you're good question. If you're an avid crime lover.
Well, I'm asking you, what do you take from this? You're like you're the most paranoid, suspicious type.
I'm very paranoid now. Yeah. I'm even more paranoid because we would think, oh, are the neighbors pointing their camera at me? Okay, that was like the thought, the debate, you know, because neighbors, are you in the vantage point of their surveillance video? But no, this is like set up in a freaking shoebox with leaves taped to it.
This says,
like that creeps me out.
No, this says to me, if I were a amateur investigator, that these people are targeted for a reason. That the person that's on the other end of the device knows something about what's inside, right?
Oh, you're thinking it's set up in front of specific homes for a reason. It's not random.
It doesn't sound random to me. I don't know. I got calls coming in. Orange Julius, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
There he is, Julius and Tina.
That's my old stomping ground. That's where I'm from, Horsehead.
Right off of
Sing Sing is where I was from.
Oh, really?
Okay, so tell me about this neighborhood, this Barrington Estates housing development. Is it, what kind of neighborhood are we talking?
I'm not sure about Barrington Estates because I think I was a little bit further down off of a different road.
Uh-huh.
But I think Barrington Estates, that's a... newer complex near the middle school.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Oh,
so,
that creeps
I mean,
me out now too.
Yeah. So I'm not entirely sure what would be going on there. Like, why would
You know, like, what they say?
What's going on in Horsehead?
Right.
Don't they say, like, be careful of your routine because people will keep track of your routine when you leave the house, when you come home. So I try to sometimes vary up my routine, but you really hardly can. Your routine is your routine. That's what I think, that, like, people are monitoring.
We're all creatures of habit, you know?
Yeah, we are, definitely.
And is this a way that the person on the other end of the surveillance video is monitoring the activity, the pattern of the neighborhood, so they know when to...
I feel like they would. I feel like it's like seeing when no one's there.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If it's a live feed or something like that.
Right.
They're like trying to see when when everybody's leaving, and then they probably try to go and
rob the joint
and grab stuff. Yeah.
Listen, you can rob my... I don't care. Take everything. Just leave Walter alone, my mini schnauzer. But don't my mind goes to, and I don't know if anyone else is, if you have kids... Are you watching my kids? Because there are times where your teenager is home alone. And you hear all these things about sex trafficking lately has been in the news a lot. That freaks me out.
Hey, can I think we beat this one up to death. Now we'll find out what happens when the police get deeper into it. But I've always been curious. Where the hell did the word Horseheads come from? And why would you name a town that? You must know the story, right?
I do know the story.
Okay, what is it?
So... Back in the day when the early settlers were coming, Horseheads is in a valley.
Okay.
They came upon the valley, and there was a bunch of dead horseheads on, like, sticks, I believe. So they called it the Valley of the Horse's Heads.
Uh-huh.
And then they changed it to Horseheads.
Oh, my God. You're living amongst the... Horse ghosts.
Or the mafia. Yeah.
Or the mafia. Oh. Yeah.
Julius, thank you. You're a plethora of information this morning. I appreciate it, man.
You are welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
Happy Easter.
About quarter after 7 now on 98.9 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy.
Still coming up on the show. Scott did something...
I was just going to say.
Something very disturbing in the shower.
Here's the problem. When Sandy and I talk quickly in the morning, we just go over, like, what's going on with you? I'm like, oh, this is. And all of a sudden, it becomes a break, and now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, my God. It is so.
Do we really have to talk about this?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Hold on.
You're probably not the only man to do that.
Okay. Hold on. We'll get to it in just a few minutes here on the bus. Okay. 98.9 mm-hmm. The Buzz. Going to have to own this. I used my wife's down there razor on my face this morning. Okay. All right. Okay. Stop. There's nothing wrong with that. Is it?
The way you so confidently and so nonchalantly said it to me this morning. Yes. He's like, so I got this straight razor.
Okay, here's the story. Here, let me tell you the story, okay?
Yeah.
So today, just a little behind the scenes, I'm all dressed up in my suit coat and nice shirt and that stupid $200 sneakers that I was forced to buy. And
you look very handsome.
Thank you. I have the honor of hosting and emceeing the press conference for the Rochester Philharmonic's big solar eclipse spectacular that's coming up on Sunday. The big press conference today in the lobby at the Blue Cross Arena. And it's going to be big. I mean, I'm kind of nervous, actually. Everybody's going to be there, the mayor, the this and that, and all the solar eclipse people, and it's just in the RPO and all these performers and all three conductors. It's going to be wild. So I'm like, okay. Now, I shave like a couple times a week just because it's scruffy and I'm lazy, and it's like ungod o'clock when I get up in the morning. So this morning, I'm like, oh, God, I got to make my face a little better in case I get on TV, right? So... Recently, I've decided to go old school and buy a actual shaving brush, the badger tail, you know, with the shaving cream that you whip up in a little crochet, and then the old school straight razor that looks like a T where you screw the flat razor into it. And, you know, I don't know what it is. So, but because I don't shave a lot, those things just like totally hack your neck up. And I didn't want to be walking around all morning with like tiny little pieces of Kleenex on my neck.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, toilet paper on my neck. And so I'm like, you know what? I reached into the shower and I pulled out the disposable razor that my wife uses. And I realized as I was doing this on my face that it's one of those down there razors, right? It's got these pillows on either side with all this goo on it. So it's like really slippery. Like really, these things are like So I'm shaving. I'm thinking, oh, this is great. I think, you know what? I might just get one of these for special occasions. And it's pink. It's very feminine. It's like that whole thing. So I think it turned out well. I have no nicks.
It looks very nice. There's so much here, though. First, how casually you said it to me this morning. Like, you know, I think it's a... Yeah. And second, we nick ourselves shaving, so I don't know why you think... Like, what is the difference between a female razor and a guy's traditional razor, not the straight razor? Like, is there any besides the pink tax? Is there anything?
No, this thing... I don't even want to say it. It's got these pads, big, puffy, squishy pads on either side of the razor that have some kind of water-soluble goo that just makes it so slippery. You don't even need...
Okay, so it's better than a guy's razor.
Oh, yeah,
I always thought guys' razors were...
They do. They have a little strip on them. That's kind of got a little goo on it. But this is like on both sides.
This is legit.
And I've seen it in there, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to use that. I've got my straight razor. I'm a guy. I'm going to...
Now, here's the thing. I mean, I'm teasing you, but I'm laughing along because this is something where it's reversed, right? Guys, once they find out their women use their razor for down there, they get upset. So for you to say, nah, yeah, I just used it, that just is, I don't know. It's like, this is something that I do sometimes. I'll grab his razor because I mean, I have had laser hair removal, so I don't really need it that much. But when I like notice, I'm like, oh my God, the hair is like 12 feet long. Like I need to. So I'll grab his razor because I don't even have one.
Do you tell him?
I don't tell him.
You don't say anything?
No.
I'll be honest.
I wipe it. I dry it. I make everything look like it's never been touched because I don't know what his reaction is because that must be gross for you, right?
I'll be honest. I made sure I, you know...
Oh, you did the same thing.
And then shook it off and put it right back. I made note exactly how I was sitting in the shower, exactly where it was.
Which is terrible that we do that to each other because once it becomes a dull razor, the chance of you nicking yourself is greater. So if you're using it more, if your partner's using your razor on top of the times that you use your razor, now the razor's becoming more dull and you're going to nick down there. Ouch!
I do the same thing with her shampoo. If I use her shampoo, I put it exactly back where it was, like even the label facing the exact same place. She never
Why
knows.
Why do we do that to each other? Like the money that was spent on that shampoo, it probably comes out of your wallet too. Like why are we?
I don't know.
But what do you use of your spouses that they have no idea and you put it, the loofah? Anybody willing to say they share their spouse's loofah?
That's...
Ew, you do not.
It's just hanging there. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Ew, that's like dead skin cells and stuff. Well, I guess so is a razor.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I just got a text from Ken, Bill's Mafia, Ken.
Yeah?
Going.
What does Ken use?
Let me pull it up. It says, going to need you to turn in your man card.
Yes.
Spizzano.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Come on, Ken.
As he's wearing his pink button-down shirt.
I know. Vanity has no boundaries.
Well, you look very handsome. Now, anybody, if you're going to that solar eclipse thing with the RPO, and you bump into Scott Spizzano, now you're going to look at his face differently.
You're like, oh, your face looks so smooth. How'd you get like that? All right, it's coming up on 7:30 on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy.
Oh, God, that is so funny. Okay, we got James Whitaker is coming up, three-time best-selling author, host of the Win the Day podcast. He's coming up with some motivation for us all as we enter into the spring break week.
Yeah.
And more Americans are calling themselves nuns, N-O-N-E-S. What does that mean?
Spizzano and Sandy, how you doing? Happy Friday. Hi, Sandy Waters.
Hello.
It's Scott Spizzano, Sandy Waters here, celebrating 25 years this year on Rochester Morning Radio.
Together. Just you and me, kid.
Just us. So you and the family are trucking down to Florida for spring break, having fun. What are you guys doing on Monday? I know you're leaving like sometime today, right?
Yeah, Monday in Florida?
Yeah.
We'll be in the Naples area.
Uh-huh.
Staying at a Airbnb in a just a random house in a neighborhood, which is kind of freaking me out, but okay. A lot of people do it, so I think it's fine.
Do you know if it's a Polish neighborhood? Because it's Dingus Day.
Oh, on Monday. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. It's usually the day after Easter. Buffalo is a huge Polish population. They say everyone is Polish on Dingus Day, just like everyone is Irish on St. Patrick's Day, the Monday after Easter. This always, I always look it up. I'm like, oh, yeah, because our old boss, Bob, is he's Polish, and he's now living back in Buffalo. And I know he does this big celebration, right? He always mentions it on his Facebook page. And I looked into it, and do you realize, like, where it originated, how it's originally celebrated?
We must have talked about this on the air, but you and I, our memory is terrible, so
well,
no.
I mean, it's just that, I mean, like, it's 2024, so it's another reason to drink and eat, right? You know, that kind of thing. But traditionally, this Polish tradition involved bachelors chasing bachelorettes.
Oh, I don't like this day.
With pussy willows and splashing them with water.
Oh, you know what? It's coming back to me now, how I feel about this day.
And over the years, the water aspect of the celebration grew to involve squirt guns, then buckets, and other vessels. So
that's terrible.
In Poland, Dingus Day in Poland, they say if you go outside, you will be splashed.
Oh, okay.
That's why Dingus Day is sometimes called Wet Monday.
I just don't know what to say about that. I mean, it could be funny. You could be laughing right, like that's funny. Just play along. That's great. But that sounds so terrible.
There's got to be a retaliation from bachelorettes, right?
I know. Why is it the bachelor throwing on the bachelor? Like, what? Why can't it be?
Chasing bachelorettes with pussy willows.
Why can't... Why can't we just chase each other? Why does it have to be that way? Because now it sounds bad and cruel and terrible.
Well, then you need to chase us with Polish sausages and beat us over the head with it.
I can't, like, okay, the image in our mind, pussy willows and Polish sausage. And
that's all you need to know.
Fighting.
You're all good. Do you have a pussy willow plant or, like, bush?
Is that the one with the white? Wait, hang on. No, I don't even know what they're like.
Raisin-sized little gray fuzzy things. And I haven't seen, I mean, is this one of those like rare things that have gone away in the last generation or two?
Oh, yeah. No, it is a little white thing.
Yeah, a little white.
Yeah, that's what okay, yeah.
I just remember seeing a stick.
Oh, they're so pretty, yes.
Yeah, with the little buds on it, they're all fuzzy.
Look like cotton balls.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like the chestnut trees. We used to have a horse chestnut tree in our front yard where they would drop. They're like shells with like spikes on them. And you crack them open and there's chestnuts inside.
Oh.
And apparently those are now very rare.
Well, don't chase someone with those with the spikes on the side.
Put them on a little chain with a little handle on it. Spin them around.
All right. We're done here.
All right. Good morning. 98.9 Buzz. Hopefully we make your day. It's Spazano and Sandy. Scott Spazano. Sandy Waters. 8 o'clock hour. Good Friday. Happy Easter weekend. And happy spring break. A lot of people heading out of town or gone already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you're not, you're mentally checked out anyway, so. Yeah.
I know, this is like a barely productive day today, huh?
It's all right.
Sorry, bosses. All right, so more and more Americans are calling themselves, referring to themselves as nuns, as in N-O-N-E-S.
Okay. Sisters of Mercy that.
They're saying more and more Americans are religiously unaffiliated. So they're calling themselves nuns, as in N-O-N-E-S, which I think is can we come up with another word out of all the words in the world?
Yeah, it's
we
kind
have
of a,
to say nuns, which makes it very confusing, especially when we talk about religion.
Well, it's kind of a smack to any religion, right? If you say I'm not religious, so I'm a nun, it's like, you know.
Like non-religious. Yeah, I know, but come up with something else. Because when you say that, hey, I'm a nun, well, then you think, oh, you're going to the convent?
What did I see? 12%, where did I see it? Of people will be going, let me see, where is it? Are going to church. 14% people plan on celebrating Easter by going to church. Only 14%.
Yeah, because more and more of those people who used to go are now nuns. They're not just no religious affiliation at all. They believe in something, but not a religious affiliation, which I wonder why. What
you know,
is it?
I don't know. I think tradition played a lot of it. And I know I am deep and theological on you, but I know that previous generations were more into it, obviously. But I think there's more of a spiritual thing other than someone telling you what to believe.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what it is, I think. It's two things. First, too many rules. Because you could find, there's a rule for everything, right? There's a lot of rules. And a lot of people, it doesn't fit their lifestyle, those rules.
Right.
Second, they sometimes I find these, they're pushing it on you too much.
Oh, really? I don't really get that.
I said sometimes. There have been churches that we would go to. You know, when my husband and I were exploring where should we, what parish should we belong to?
Okay.
And there was one parish that we were, you know, everything was great until the whole sermon was pushing, don't get married. It's more important to marry God than it is a spouse.
Oh, wow.
Just go into the church. And I'm like, wait, whoa, whoa. So it was like anti-marry. And, you know, according to the church, anti-marry a woman, be a priest. And it was totally, like,
wow.
You can get more fulfillment, and I was like, "What's happening?"
Well, there you go with the opinion and angle of the person that is giving the sermon, right?
Well,
that
I'm
doesn't,
saying,
yeah,
right? I'm saying that's what for me personally, that's what made put a bad taste in my mouth, and I'm like, "Okay, we're not a part of this parish because," and then I just went to a funeral the other week, and the pastor leading, I mean, this is a time to remember this beautiful soul.
Okay.
And half of the time was spent why you should be more religious and why you should believe. Like, it was almost a sales pitch. I'm like, this is the wrong time, my friend. Why are we doing this?
Wow. Interesting. You know, so we're torn because we, you know, we have a four-year-old and we had her baptized. And we're Catholic, because there's lots of religions. And, my wife and I fight with it all the time, you know, and you know, it's like, if you feel bad, I mean, because you grew up like this, you know, and then you want your child to be,
but
and then
what,
is it tradition or is it just generational or is it passed down? Is it like, right?
So what is making you say we should do this or we shouldn't do this? Is it the tradition of it or is it the rule? Is it like,
it's the
rules and how they push it too much. What is it for you?
Nah, it's just convenience and true belief in something that someone has put in a boundary, right?
Yeah, and I think, because I think this nun thing, and this is what we're talking about, more and more Americans are calling themselves nuns, N-O-N-E-S.
No religion.
Right. And I think we all have some belief in something spiritual.
Yeah.
We're just not sure what to call it, maybe.
Right, right.
It's not like we're bad people. It's not like whatever you believe doesn't make you a bad person. It's just, you're right, Scotty. It's just what group do you want to call?
You know, there's one turning point. I know we got to take a break. But James Whitaker's on the way here with motivation. But there's one turning point that really made me open my eyes.
Yeah.
When I heard about the monkey tree, there was somewhere, I don't know if it was Africa or somewhere, where they had actually, they had placed food and fruits and stuff at the base of a tree to you know, worship somebody.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
And monkey's like, hey, food, right? And they went down and they ate the food and then the it continued and then they started praying to the monkeys representing the higher being and all that. And then I'm like, wow. Then I started looking into different religions, into Buddhism and, you know, I was fascinated by our own local beginnings of the Mormon religion, you know, with Hill Cumorah and all that stuff and all the different patterns of things that all kind of, they all come together with one pretty much message that all religions do.
It really does. Yeah. It really, you're right. And Easter, like even the nuns are probably celebrating Easter though.
Right.
They're not affiliating with any religion, but yet.
There you go. All right.
The Easter Bunny.
812-989 Buzz. Traffic news and why you really should take a moment for you coming up with some great inspiration from our James Whitaker friend from Australia in just a few minutes on The Buzz. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. We wish good morning all the way to L.A. with James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast. Hey, James.
Hey, hey, good morning.
Motivation, please.
Better than a morning coffee, right?
Yeah, it lasts longer.
I just got back from an incredible time in Park City, Utah. There were a few Aussies getting around there as well, which was pretty funny. And I was thinking of you both because, you know, we always talk about cold showers. This has been the first time since I've been doing it when I'm right, you know, we had a foot of snow the night that I got there. So I woke up the next morning very, very nervous to try the cold showers. And I am pleased to report that I was actually able to get it done.
Oh, God, he's so disciplined. James is so disciplined.
Honestly, after now sort of 4 or 5 years in retrospect of doing the cold showers, me not being a morning person, a lot of people think that I'm some jump out of bed in the morning, you know, person when all I do in the morning, all I want to do is pull the blanket up and just go back to sleep. Beds are way too comfortable. We should be sleeping on a bed of nails to incentivize us to get off there first thing in the morning. But having a cold shower, I mean, it just shocks you into being ready for the day. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about it, as well as sort of sustained productivity, energy levels. You don't get that afternoon slump anymore after lunch that I used to get.
Oh, now, was this a trip that it was just you and your friends catching up? Was this a guy's trip? What was this trip?
It was, yes. First guy's trip in so long. And it's weird, you know, a lot of the people that you grew up with, once you start to have kids, we are acutely aware that our kids are getting older. But it's a bit weird to think that you're actually getting older in the process. Mm-hmm. I think in the chaos of managing all that stuff, until you have a bit of a moment where you sort of think about where you're at and you start having some of these conversations with your friends. So it was a big reminder for me on the importance of making sure that you not only have some time to yourself. I mean, we all want to be the best parents that we can be. Mm-hmm. We all want to try and do the best we can with our careers, but having some time off to reconnect with who you are, as well as some of the most important people in your life who are outside of your family, it just makes everything so much better. So it was a really incredible time.
I actually reached out to a friend whose birthday was yesterday, and I apologize. I've been so under the radar for the last 4 years, and we got to get together for lunch sometime. That's one of the first outreaches I've done in a long time. I just like, where did everybody go? Oh, they're still there. It was just me. I disappeared.
For sure. And sometimes the response for that can be absolutely, thank you so much for reaching out. I've been doing the same thing. Mm. You just need one person to be able to wake the other one up. And if you're in a marriage and you have some type of weird resentment to your partner going away, it's not the right way to think about it. You need to encourage them to go and have that time so they can bring more energy back into the household. And I mean, let's face it, we don't want to all be so totally dependent on each other. That's not what a relationship is. It's not about this dependence. It's about making sure that individually each of us is thriving, and then we can bring that energy back, and then the union is stronger as a result.
Wow, that sounded very well rehearsed, James, as you were pitching your idea of the guys' trip.
I'm trying to convince myself for an argument to have 3 months away on another boys' trip to my wife.
Conversely, my wife does it every weekend. She goes away Friday, Saturday. Oh, she comes back Sunday. She sleeps all day. And then I don't talk to her all week.
No resentment, Scott. James said no resentment.
Whatsoever.
I actually was thinking that of taking a trip with my daughter to Australia now that she's almost 5 years old. So having the two of us to go and do something like that. So any combination. So awesome. Yeah, any combination of what you can do, especially with that little Henry, who we love. We absolutely love him, but him on a plane is not good for anyone.
Oh, listen, we've heard about Henry. We've heard about Henry on the plane and that bowl of pasta that he dumped in the toilet. We've heard all the stories.
He has this cannonball thing where he just puts his head down like a rhino and just launches himself like a missile into whatever's around. So it would violate any number of regulations on the plane, that's for sure.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Well, thanks for helping us win the day, James. Go to wintheday.com. There's a really cool little quiz you could take there.
Absolutely. Go to wintheday.com and download your free personalized action plan to win the day.
Awesome. Quiz. Of course, James's podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It's called Win the Day. James.
Thanks, guys.
Till next week. Thanks, bud. Sunshine this morning, 47 degrees for the high today. We're going to see some clouds a little bit later on. It's 98.9 to Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Time to kick off the weekend. Now, Sandy, when I first heard of Equicenter, I'm thinking, cool, home equity line of credit, great rates. And now
that's really what you thought
that's,
of.
Yeah, when I thought of Equa Center, and that's wrong.
No,
and
that's not it. That's
Samantha,
not it.
Samantha Shawbrook is with us. Sam, hi, Sam. Good morning. How are you?
Wait, Sam.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're up.
Sam, I think we have to get Scott to go down there. I did a first day on the job at Equa Center, and I mean, all of it. We brushed the horses, cleaned their hooves, all of it. And Sam was fantastic. And don't you agree? We got to get Scotty down there.
I'd love to get him down. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Now tell us what officially Equa Center is.
We are a local nonprofit and offer therapeutic equestrian and horticulture programming to adults and children with disabilities, veterans, and at-risk youth.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
great. It's
a beautiful facility, Scotty. Yeah?
Where are you guys? Where is this?
We are located in Honeyway Falls on 200 acres. So we are able to provide opportunities for school groups with on-farm classes, along with veterans that work with wild Mustangs. We offer workshops that include food preservation, maple syrup production, honey spinning. So much.
They have a garden. Scott loves gardening.
Yeah, man.
He would be great.
I do.
Yeah.
3-acre organic practice farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 10,000 pounds was donated last year to a food security group here in Rochester.
You know, there are so many wonderful, like amazing organizations that if every single one of them went away, the area would just shrivel up and just blow away. I'm serious. And you guys are amazing. Yeah.
And they are, Scotty, not only the wonderful things that they do, but most of, right, Sam, your staff are volunteers.
Oh, yes. We have over 220 volunteers that come in per week. Last year, they provided us more than 12,000 hours of time.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. How do we help you guys? You guys got something going on?
Yes, we are so excited. So this is an especially exciting year as we're celebrating our 20th year of programming.
Yeah.
So we have a guest bartending event next Thursday, April 4th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Tin Cup Social in Fairport.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's where you can get to come down and just hobnob and throw lots of tips and help raise some money. Is there any other way we can get to a website or do a donation for you guys?
Oh, yes. EquaCenterNY.org is our website. Tons of information, so much to do and see. Our Facebook page and Instagram page are both Equa Center. We have 8 bartenders coming. They all have special links. So if anybody can't attend the event, they can certainly support their favorite bartender before they're there. We have Rich Eide with the Eide Family Steelers, Todd Baxter from Roanoke County Sheriff, Jody Gage, Amherst and Nighthawks, along with our board president, Charlie Fox, and some other fabulous people that will be there as well.
Fantastic.
I myself am a bartender.
Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome. Next year, count me in, okay?
Absolutely.
We're calling. Love to do it, okay? And stick to that, okay? We'll get close to the event. We'll talk about it. So congratulations. So it's this coming Thursday on April 4th at Tin Cup in Fairport.
Yeah, that's
all right.
It.
Sounds
5:30, 7:30.
We
hope to see everybody there.
Absolutely.
No admission. Open to the public. Come and see us.
All right. That's a deal. Thank you. EquaCenterNY.org. Gotcha. Okay.
Last station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Guess we're in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Turn it up. Because it is Good Friday, the best Friday. Actually, every Friday is a great Friday when it comes to, you know, right? The end of the week. Hope you guys have a great spring break. Sandy, have a great time in Florida with the family. Don't forget to use my Harry Potter wands to let you guys borrow.
Oh, my gosh. You were so sweet to let us do that. Yes. And enjoy your Easter morning, because then you have the week to yourself, because your wife is taking your daughter to Florida.
I know. It's my vacation, too. Yay. Sam, thank you. And all you guys do over at Equa Center down there, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, got one more job. You ready? Here we go. Southside Johnny up, queued up, ready to go. It is now time. Happy Easter, everybody. To kick
off
the weekend.
The weekend is what I'm talking about.
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.